실전 모의고사 13회 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I need to take the 2001 bus, but it doesn't stop here.
Oh, you should go to the bus stop for the red buses.
Really? Can you tell me where it is?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John, I'm glad to see you. Does this bus go to your house?
No, I'm going to the Natural History Museum.
Well, I didn't know we have a Natural History Museum in this city.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here for this evening's party. We're here today to celebrate our accomplishments and the promise of a tobacco-free future. At the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, we're working to prevent kids from starting to smoke, help smokers quit, and protect everyone from secondhand smoke. Your contributions help us fight for stronger tobacco laws that are proven to reduce smoking rates. From educating the public to mobilizing our ordinary activists, we need your contributions in every campaign we carry out against tobacco. The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids doesn't accept government or tobacco industry funding, but relies on contributions from people and organizations who care deeply about building a tobacco-free future. Please make your generous donations tonight and have a good time. Thank you.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Frank, what's with the sad face? Are you upset about something?
Yes, I am. Did you see that woman walking her dog?
Yes, what about her?
Last night, her dog pooped on the street, but she just left the scene without taking care of it.
You mean she didn't clean up after her dog?
No, she walked away like nothing ever happened.
But that's against the law. There's a $50 fine for that, if I remember correctly.
You're right, and the fine increases with repeated violations.
Good. I think pet owners should be responsible for the actions of their pets.
Do you think we should report this to the local police?
Yes, let's do that. We should do what we can to keep the streets clean.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Could I have an extra blanket?
Of course, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Do you know what time we are arriving?
In approximately 3.5 hours.
That's a long flight. I'm afraid I feel a little dizzy.
Why don't you sit back a little and get some rest?
Thank you. And one more thing.
Please feel free to ask.
I'd like to skip dinner and get some sleep, so don't wake me up.
Okay, but we can prepare some fresh salad for you anytime, even after mealtime.
Thanks. I think I shouldn't eat anything until we arrive, though.
If you insist. Just push the button if you need anything. Who's this boy in the picture? Is that your youngest son, Michael? The balloon at the left says it's Michael's booth.
Yes. I took this picture at his school's science fair in Hawaii.
The last time I saw him, he was a toddler, and now he's in elementary school.
Yeah, time flies. He won first place in the fair.
I can see him with his medal. What a smart boy. Is he wearing the flower crown?
Yes. Isn't it cute?
Yes. And I see small volcanoes on the desk.
Mike made them himself. They showed how the volcanoes in Hawaii contributed to the production of soil.
That's why he put the words Hawaii's volcanoes on the wall of his booth. I mean the one on the right of the photo.
Right. He wrote it in big lettering so that you can easily see it from a distance.
You must be really proud of him.
Jane, come here and take a look at this copy machine. It doesn't work.
It's broken, so I called the service center and they will come this afternoon to fix it.
Oh, that means I can't use the copier now. I need to copy this for the parent-teacher conference.
You can use the copy machine on the second floor. I'm sure it's working.
I see. I'll have to go up to the second floor. Thanks.
We're almost done with preparing for the conference, right?
Well, we need to check the audio system in the auditorium and prepare for drinks and snacks.
Oh, I already checked the audio system and there's no problem with it.
Good. I'll set the table for drinks and snacks then.
Leave it to me. I'll do it while you're copying. You've been so busy preparing for the conference.
Thanks a million, Jane.
Miss Page, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's up, Mr. Porter?
I heard a rumor that I'm going to be transferred to New York during the next personnel move. Is that correct?
Well, it's true we're considering it as one of the options. Is there a problem?
Unfortunately, yes. I wish I had been told about this last year.
As far as I knew, you wanted to move to New York. Has something changed?
I guess you could say that. It's my wife. She's pregnant.
Really? Congratulations. When is the baby due?
The baby's due next February, so if I get transferred, I'm afraid I won't be able to take care of my wife and baby.
I see. I'll explain the situation to the personnel committee. Don't worry.
Thank you for your support. I'm sorry I'll have to pass up this great opportunity.
Check, please.
Did you enjoy your dinner?
Yes, we did. The food at the buffet was really good.
Thank you, sir. There are four people in your party, correct?
Yes, two adults and two kids.
It's $20 for each person over 13 and $10 for each person under 13.
My son is 14 years old and my daughter is 10.
Your daughter is under 13. there are several credit cards you can get a discount with.
Let me see. Oh, I have a Good Day bank card.
Great. You can get 10% off the total price if you pay with that card.
Thank you for letting me know. Here's my card.
Miss
Linda Rogers, you majored in economics, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Now, let me just check a few things. You went to school in New York, didn't you?
That's correct. I graduated from Seneca College.
You work as an assistant manager at Raymart. Well, why do you want to leave your current job?
I'm working too much overtime, but I can't spend much time with my family. And I've wanted to work here in Seattle for a long time.
Oh, I see. Do you have any job experience before Raymart?
Yes, of course. I worked as a sales clerk for Molly Discount Store in Santa Barbara for 2 years.
If you get hired by this company, what department would you want to work in?
I'd like to work as a manager in the sales department.
Can you relocate if you're hired by us?
Sure. I can move here to Seattle at any time.
Many farms have cool corn mazes, but none are as large as Richard Farm Corn Maze. Richard Farm Corn Maze consists of 5 corn maze games suitable for all ages. Some mazes take only 10 or 20 minutes to get out of, but the longest one can take up to 2 hours. We are open from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, and the last admission is 2 hours prior to closing. You are welcome to bring your dog if it is on a leash and plays well with other dogs. The admission fee is $16 for ages 13 and up, and $13 for ages 4 to 12. Kids 3 and under can enter for free with an adult. Pick your favorite mazes from the maze game board at the entrance and have fun!
It's been about 5 years since we came to this amusement park.
We couldn't come here because our daughter Judy was too young.
Well, she's already 5 now, so she can go on most of the rides. I heard that the new roller coaster is really exciting, but I guess we'll have to wait another 2 years for it.
What should we go on first, then?
How about the dancing elephants or the merry-go-round? I heard that young children love them.
Judy told me this morning that she will refuse to go on rides for babies. I don't think 5 is that different from 3, but she insists.
There are only 2 options left then. How tall is Judy, by the way?
She's a little over 3 feet.
We have a final winner. I hope she doesn't get motion sickness. This ride will be a dizzy one.
I hope so, too. Let's hurry before the line gets longer.
I'm worried about graduating.
Why? It's something to celebrate and not to worry about.
I know, but after graduation, I have to face the whole world totally by myself.
That's not true. Somebody will always be on your side, like now.
I hope so. Anyway, did you look up some information about finding employment?
Yeah. I made a conclusion that a resume is the most important thing.
Could you be more specific?
For example, your grades must be reasonable without any Fs, and you'll have to describe yourself fully.
Do you think that grades matter a lot?
I think so, because they're the only evidence for your school career.
I don't have many A's, and I'm afraid I have two D's. What do you think? Good morning, Ms. Peterson.
Good morning, Mr. Lee. Whose cell phone is that?
Oh, this is my daughter's cell phone. I took it from her as a punishment.
Did she do something bad?
Well, when I was leaving the house this morning, I found her playing mobile games.
And this upset you?
Yes. She didn't even say hi to me. I lost my temper and I snatched the phone right out of her hands.
I understand how you felt. My son is crazy about animated movies.
Animated movies?
Yes. All he ever wants to do is watch them. It's all he does, actually.
I think our kids are young and so can't control themselves.
I know, but I really wish they could limit their use of media on their own.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 헨리가 도서관 사서에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Henry is a high school student. He is interested in arts and music. He often goes to the school library to read books on these subjects. One day, he borrowed an art book from the school library. A few days later, he left the book on a bus and couldn't get it back. He went to the bookstore to buy another copy of the book and discovered that the book was out of print. He didn't know what to do. He decided to go to the library and tell the truth. In this situation, what would Henry most likely say to the librarian?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Studying is difficult for some people because they have trouble focusing on one task for a long period of time. A major cause of not concentrating is a lack of interest in the work. If you are studying something you really want to, your attention generally will remain keen. And when you are really tired, you won't focus on what you are studying. Then you may have to postpone the work until a more suitable time. Fear of failure is another reason for poor concentration. Often the thought of failing an exam starts to take more time than the actual studying. Your lack of a suitable goal can also make you less focused on studying. Remember your purpose for studying and make this your goal. There are other suggestions which will help you improve your powers of concentration. First, select a place where there are few distractions. Second, develop a positive mental attitude to the task ahead. Third, break your work into smaller units of study and mark each unit off as you complete it.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Studying is difficult for some people because they have trouble focusing on one task for a long period of time. A major cause of not concentrating is a lack of interest in the work. If you are studying something you really want to, your attention generally will remain keen. And when you are really tired, you won't focus on what you are studying. Then you may have to postpone the work until a more suitable time. Fear of failure is another reason for poor concentration. Often the thought of failing an exam starts to take more time than the actual studying. Your lack of a suitable goal can also make you less focused on studying. Remember your purpose for studying and make this your goal. There are other suggestions which will help you improve your powers of concentration. First, select a place where there are few distractions. Second, develop a positive mental attitude to the task ahead. Third, break your work into smaller units of study and mark each unit off as you complete it.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 학습에 관해 언급되지 않은 것은?